Hi guys, here we are with Hamish again. I'm here to talk to you about the importance of hand hygiene. Many people don't realise that hands act as a communicator of 80% of infectious diseases, so it is very important to make sure that we are maintaining good hygiene in that area. So I'm going to teach you one of the hand cleaning exercises that we learnt in first year of health sciences. So firstly guys, it's important that we wet our hands. So next, we apply the soap or hand sanitizer. So firstly, we rub against our palms. This is one that many people do as part of their hand washing hygiene. But a lot of people forget things like in between the fingers on both hands, and then integrating with both hands again, but with palms facing one another. Then we twist on the thumbs, make sure we get in those gaps. Also, one that people miss is the wrists, so we make sure we do those as well. And the fingernails, so we scrunch our fingers in together, both sides again. And also, in the middle of our palms, where a lot of germs are also missed. And then we wash it all off. And that's how we wash our hands.
So here's some more fun facts that you mightn't know. 60% of men and 30% of women don't wash their hands after going to the toilet. So you can imagine the amount of germs that are being contracted there. You could be shaking hands with someone, and really, not a friendly shake. Also, touching grab rails can expose you to thousands of other people's hands. So just remember that when you are grabbing things, possibly if you can keep your balance and not have to hold on to those rails, that might be a good thing to do. Also, there are more germs on a computer keyboard than on your toilet. That seems pretty gross as well. So, with the winter fast approaching, it's important that we keep all of these facts in mind